overseas reported in Middle East conflict. Fred Membe released on public bond over cyber case. And South Africa's long-serving former defense minister and former Robben Island prisoner died. These are the stories making headlines this evening.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Donga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The government has announced that it has not received any verified reports of injury or loss of life involving any Zambian national following the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament today, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe said the position is based on confirmed updates from Zambia's diplomatic missions in Egypt, Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Mr. Haimbe said the situation in the region remains fluid and is being closely monitored by government through its foreign missions. He has noted that while no casualties involving Zambians have been reported, some citizens have experienced temporary travel disruptions due to precautionary airspace closures and heightened security measures.
As of this moment, government has not received any report, verified or otherwise, of injury or loss of life involving any Zambian national as a result of the ongoing hostilities in the region. This position is based on confirmed updates from our missions based in Egypt, Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. However, as I mentioned earlier, we are alive but the situation remains fluid.
Meanwhile, Mr. Haimbe has disclosed that government is currently managing an urgent consular matter involving a Zambian family of five residing in the Kurdistan region, an autonomous region of Iraq.
Government is currently managing an urgent consular matter involving a Zambian family of five residing in the Kurdistan region, an autonomous region of Iraq. In light of the deteriorating security environment, arrangements have been made, initiated through our mission in Cairo to facilitate their evacuation. Efforts are also ongoing to ascertain the whereabouts and status of a Zambian national reported to reside in Iran.
Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe has been released on police bond following his arrest by the Zambia Police Service on charges of harassment and humiliation contrary to the Cyber Crimes Act. His lawyer, Norman Sumila of Mulumbushi Chambers, has confirmed the release to Hot FM News, stating that his client is expected to appear in court on March 26, 2026. Dr. Membe was formally charged and arrested for harassment and humiliation contrary to the Cyber Crimes Act on March 2, 2026. He also faces a charge of unlawful disclosure of details relating to a police call-out connected to an investigation contrary to the same act. The charges stem from a video he posted in which he spoke about receiving a police call-out to a police call to be interviewed over remarks he made during an interview on Kwitu FM regarding the body of former President Edgar Lungu remaining unburied 9 months after his death. Ghana Member of Parliament Binwo Mpundu has been ordered out of Parliament after allegedly providing false information to the House regarding meal allowances for students at the Copperbelt University, CBU. Ms. Mpundu had claimed that CBU students under the Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board had not received their meal allowances for 20 days. However, Education Minister Douglas Yakalima clarified during urgent matters without notice session that the students had in fact paid, had been paid their meal allowances. Following the clarification, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, directed the Nkana lawmaker to leave the House and use the time to reflect on his conduct and return to the House the following day.
Madam Speaker, I withdraw the matter I raised, which matter you have guided, that based on the information from the minister, and I apologize.
Order. Just withdraw and apologize. Don't explain.
Madam Speaker, just to meet your needs, I apologize. And
order. Honorable member from Kana. Honorable member from Kana, can you leave the house now? Go and reflect on your conduct. And then you come back tomorrow.
Cleaners Association of Zambia President Lawrence Makundi has appeared before the Lusaka Magistrates Court in a matter in which he is charged with common assault contrary to the laws of Zambia. However, the matter failed to proceed after Mr. Makundi's lawyer, Gilbert Bindani, applied that the charge should not be read, arguing that it appeared to be defective. Mr. Bindani said the charge did not disclose the offense and what the accused allegedly did to the complainant. In response, State Prosecutor Robert Malama sought an adjournment to review the provisions of the law under Section 247 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. Meanwhile, a Chinese national, Zhao Bin, has been taken to court for allegedly assaulting a police officer in the course of her duty. Mr. Bin is expected to take plea tomorrow before Chief Resident Magistrate David Chibudi when the court avails a Chinese interpreter. It is alleged that Mr. Bin, on November 29, 2025, in Lusaka, assaulted Sergeant Chipo Matulula, an officer of the Zambia Police Service, while on duty. The Zambia Non-Communicable Disease Alliance has told the Parliamentary Committee on Health that once the Tobacco Control Bill is enacted into law, it will address reduction, addiction, and encourage health-seeking behavior. Speaking when he appeared before the committee this morning, Alliance President Professor Faston Goma submitted that in its current form, the bill meets its benchmark. Professor Goma further submitted that he desires that the commencement of the act comes into effect once the bill has been assented to by the President.
This bill, at the minimum, addresses our main concern. It addresses the issue of reduction of vices that entice youth, especially, to initiate the habit of smoking. It addresses major determinants of addiction and issues that we can do to discourage others from continuing with using tobacco. It encourages health-seeking behavior of citizens, including tobacco users. And so in its current form, we think that it meets those benchmarks.
And Zambia Medical Association Vice President Dr. Bryce McKenzie has stated that the Tobacco Control Bill, when enacted into law, will reduce tobacco-related deaths.
This bill will actually bring about prevention of youth, initiation, and nicotine addiction. Why? We say that because the bill introduces several measures specifically targeted at protecting the young people, prohibition of sales to minors, also ban of characterizing flavors, and also prohibition of look-alike products like sweets and snacks and toys that resemble tobacco issues, and also vending machine bans. Enhance public awareness through transparent labeling. As you may be aware, there's one of the issues that is rarely talked about, that actually tobacco has an effect on fertility on both male and female, but those are very minor things that are brought out in public. No one educates the public in such a manner.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Donor Coordination, Dr. George Sinyangwe, has also submitted before the committee the importance of enacting the bill, stating that it is critical as it addresses public health, economic, social, and developmental challenges.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
MTN Mobile Money.